2 years ago, I lost my husband very suddenly and unexpectedly. And I was in the midst of pain and grief. And I was invited to a grief share class not even 2 months after he had passed. So through the loss, retirement, and taking care of my mom, I needed an out.
Grief share is for people grieving the death of a family member or friend. It's a friendly, caring group of people, a group who walk alongside you through one of life's most difficult experiences, so you don't have to go through the grieving process alone.
I feel in my situation that grief, although we experience it as humans all the time, with maybe like losing your dog or failed on an exam or something, that's all small instances of grief, but you don't really think about it until you lose someone really close to you.
That's what the program's all about, helping people reach out to God and know that He loves them through their loss and that He does provide that joy.
I think a lot of people might be afraid that it'll bring back those same feelings of the event. The way I look at it is, you have to go through those emotions, and even though it may come back again, it comes back differently as time moves on. But then there's also something after that that brings back the peace, that brings back that comfort. I don't think I would have found it if I didn't go to grief share.
After attending grief share, you know, it really showed that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it gave me hope.
Grief Share Group is happening on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on Zoom, online because of COVID-19. And if you are interested in joining Grief Share Group, all you got to do is email me, randy@fortresschurch.org. Maybe you know someone who experienced the death of a loved one and it's been difficult for them. Encourage them to join Grief Share Group Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on Zoom, randy@fortresschurch.org. So here are my top 10 predictions for 2021. Yeah, I realize we're 2 weeks into the new year, but let me tell you what's going to happen, okay? Number one, Jesus won't leave you. Number two, the Bible will still have all the answers that you need. Number three, God will still answer prayer. Number four, there will still be consequences for your sin. Number five, God's grace will still be amazing. Number six, the Holy Spirit will still desire to pour out to you a fresh anointing. Number seven, God will still do miracles. Number eight, God will unveil His plan and purpose for your life. Number nine, Jesus will still love you. And as I'm talking about the top 10 predictions for 2021, here's number 10. Jesus Christ will still be Lord of all.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on K-Dry every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Spirit of expectancy. Do you have it? As we are still in the beginning stages of 2021, yeah, we're 2 weeks in, I understand that. But it's never too late to step into this season, this new season, with a spirit of expectancy. And today in Rising Hour, that's what we're going to be talking about. I liken it to the story that we read about in John chapter 11. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn there, or you can just listen in on with me right here. You're probably familiar with this passage of Scripture. It's a great story. It's a story of when Mary and Martha sent word to Jesus that their brother Lazarus was sick and on his deathbed. But as we read in the story in John chapter 11, Jesus does not respond immediately. He takes his time. And by the time Jesus arrives, Lazarus was already dead. And there's some great lessons we learn here. It says here in John chapter 11, verse 17, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Mary and Martha to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard the news that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus says, your brother will rise again. Martha said, I know he will rise again at the resurrection in the last days. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. What a great word from Jesus himself. And today, as we step into our Bible teaching, Spirit of Expectancy, I want you to know and understand how Jesus expected a miracle to take place. Even though we may say, oh, but Jesus was late. Well, I want to talk about this in a few minutes. But Jesus was right on time. And I kind of believe that 2021 for you and I is going to be right on time. Have negative things happen recently? Oh, yeah, they have. But I still believe that Jesus is right on time. Jesus has a way of bringing his will and his timing into play. Spirit of expectancy. That's what we need to have. And whether we're talking about when Naaman went to, we read about this in 2 Kings chapter 5. He went to the door of Elisha, and there he expected God to heal him. He had a spirit of expectancy. Whether it means that Jesus had a spirit of expectancy because he knew that Lazarus would be raised from the dead. So what is it that you need from God today? I want you to believe that you can have a spirit of expectancy. To begin with today's teaching, I'm going to play an excerpt from a message a couple weeks ago from our new youth pastor at Fortress Church. His name is Jacob Salguero, and he talked about this topic, a spirit of expectancy.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, church. How y'all doing this morning? You made it to church when a lot of people couldn't make it to church in the morning, amen? Come on, somebody. Some of you had their alarm, barely made it on time, right? That Christmas ham made you full and sleepy. It made me full and sleepy. Man, I'm honored to be on this platform today, this legacy that was built over 25 years, older than my whole age. So it's just an honor to be here, and I'm excited. In this story, we see Naaman is waiting for his miracle. And I saw a contrast to our life, right? In 2020, we've been waiting for a miracle. You know, you go all over Facebook today, all over Instagram, all over Twitter, and everyone's saying, I'm just waiting for 2020 to be over. Right? Who saw that? Who seen that post? Right? Who put that post? Come on, somebody. But everyone here has been waiting for 2020 to be over. But I believe the Lord is saying, quit your waiting and start your expecting. Come on, somebody. When I saw that, I saw a contrast in the book of Acts 1:4, and it says this. This is Jesus speaking. He says, while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait. Someone say, wait. For the promise of the Father. How many of you are waiting for a promise in here? There's over 400 promises in the Bible, and I'm just waiting for mine to come at the right time. I'm expecting my God to bring the promise that he said. I love this. It says, for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. Say, from me. You know, while I was in my mother's womb, my mom spent her whole life trying to get pregnant. Before, 2 years prior to me, my mom got pregnant finally, and I was at the age 38. And the baby came out stillborn. So my mom's miracle was in the waiting. Well, at age 40, she gets pregnant. And, you know, when she starts to get pregnant, you're like, yeah, let's go. You know, I'm excited. Things are great. But as she goes to the doctor's office, the doctor gives her the bad news and tells her, hey, your baby boy is going to have Down syndrome. And not enough nutrients is in his body, so he may just have one arm and one leg. And my mom had two choices in that moment. Either to expect God to do something or to end with abortion. And my mom being a 4'9" Pentecostal woman she is with the, you know, she has a matching skirt with the matching suit still. I'm telling you, she got the green suit and the green skirt, you know what I'm saying? She got the green stockings and the black shoes. The devil's scared of those Pentecostal women with the skirts. Come on, somebody. But as she is, she goes to the church that she didn't know about. And these three women start praying over her womb. And they say, ma'am, I don't know you, and I don't know this baby you're going to give birth to, but I know that this son of yours will be preaching to youth all over the nations. and he will be preaching to youth, gathering all of the world. And I don't know about you, but I think you heard him. He said, I am your new youth pastor. So I'm standing in a word from God that was given to my mom in her womb. And I don't know about you, but the waiting may seem long. The waiting may seem bad. But when you're waiting, he's working. When you're waiting, he is working. You know, and it doesn't look pretty all the time. I actually left the church. I left the idea of church. I joined gangs. I was hanging with drugs. I was doing these things. But all this time, my mom would say, but I heard from God. But God told me you're going to minister to youth. And when I would come home late, when I would come home high, she said, don't worry. God said. I think some of you need to come with that approach and posture in your heart and saying, man, 2020 was wild. 2020 was crazy, but God said. Yes, I may have lost my job, but God said that all things come together for the good for those who love him. I may feel like all things are lost and all things are gone, but my God is greater. We should be expectant because isn't God a big God? Come on, I checked my calendar. I checked his record, and he has a perfect score. My man has a perfect credit score. Come on, somebody. My God has never failed. I can't even think of a time my God has failed me. Can you think of a time God has failed you? So why aren't we expecting? Why have we stopped praying in our prayer closets? Why have we stopped praying in our drive to work? What happened in 2020 that you lost your faith? Because you have to understand that the spirit of expectancy looks a lot like faith. When you're expectant, you're believing in something. And we're not just believing on someone. We're believing on someone who has a perfect record. We believe on someone who has never failed. We're believing on someone who conquered death, hell, and the grave. We believe in someone who has radically changed lives all over the world. We believe in God. Amen. We believe in Jesus Christ. We wait with expectation because God's given us his word. The Bible says that he holds himself to his word. That's how much his word it means to him. He holds himself to his word. Do you believe in that this morning? We have to understand that expectant doesn't always mean excitement. Who knows? It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. But you got to have faith. That's the whole point of this faith thing. It may not look right. It may not look perfect. It may not look. Naaman didn't think it was going to look like he thought it was going to look like. But he had faith. And today, I want to tell you what I have faith for the youth and young adults of our church, but not just our church, but our city. Amen? You know, John Maxwell says, a commitment that's not made public is not a commitment at all. So today, I hope you would join with me with some shouts of faith and claps in faith as I declare over this city what I expect in faith for the youth and young adults. Amen? I expect salvations in the hundreds and the thousands. I expect addictions, pornography, to drugs to be broken in the name of Jesus in our city. I speak freedom in the name of Jesus in our city. I speak for moves of God to break out in schools and to break out in homes, that students whose parents aren't saved will be saved through them. I speak that their 13-year-old evangelists and 15-year-old pastors and 16-year-old missionaries will be rising up in schools and preaching the gospel to our city. I expect an MPC full of students who are hungry, that parents are complaining to me that service is going too long because we're pressing in and we're moving into a move of God. Amen. I expect for young adults, I expect for a move of God to move at UTSA. I expect for young families to have community. I expect for young families to create businesses to benefit the church. Come on, somebody. And I expect all the lost of the youth and young adult in this city to meet Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Come on, somebody. But my question is, what are you expecting for 2021? Have you hopped out of your prayer closet? I got silent. Once I said that, I got caught. As I was driving in this morning from Dallas, the Lord was speaking to me about, there's a woman in this room and in the first service who used to go ham. She was like the war womb lady, you know? And you put away your prayer book. You put away your prayer notebook. But God's saying, open it up again. Start writing again. Start being expected again. Start writing those dangerous prayers again. Because have you forgotten? Isn't God a big God? The same God that created the hill that he died on is the God that serves you. And the Bible says that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. So start writing again. Start expecting again. Start having faith again. Start believing again. Because my God is faithful to complete it. Amen. I love you guys. You have a good one.
Wow. Are you ready? With a spirit of expectancy, that's a little excerpt from Jacob Salguero, who serves as a new youth pastor and young adult pastor at Fortress Church. And I'm excited and I'm ready for 2021 with a spirit of expectancy. I want to thank you for tuning in to Rising Hour. We're going to take a quick break. Then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what that means to have a spirit of expectancy. Rising Hire is what you're listening to, and Rising Hire is brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you're looking for a home church, come on by and join us. We at Fortress Church gather together every Sunday at 9:15 and again at 11 o'clock. Do we worship online or do we worship in-house, face-to-face? And the answer is both. You have your choice at Fortress Church. You can join us in-house on Prue Road, or you can join us online. If you want to join us online, you can go to fortresschurch.org. This coming Sunday, Pastor Randall Sean Garcia will be installed as our new lead pastor at Fortress Church, and he's going to bring a great message that I'm anticipating. The future starts now. We'd love for you to join us. Amen. Once again, check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Yeah, I was going to say Rising Higher. Yeah, if you want to listen to the podcast of today, you can go to risinghigher.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be right back. Are you ready with a spirit of expectancy? We're going to talk about that right after this break. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. What do you enjoy about Fortress Church?
My name is Ray McNeil, and I enjoy Fortress Church because it's a place to worship God and to meet the community and to share the word of God with them, and that we all can grow spiritually, and that is for the benefit of the church and the body of Christ.
Yeah, my name is Lane. I found Fortress Church through Rising Higher, and ever since I've been coming here, I have discovered more and more about the word of God. So I'm very thankful to Pastor Randy Garcia and to the whole congregation that is a very loving and welcoming family.
Hello there. My name is Joe, and I enjoy Fortress Church because it's a live church. The Spirit of God is alive, and He speaks to us every day.
Are you looking for a church family, a spiritual home? Join us at Fortress Church. We gather together for worship every Sunday at 9:15 and at 11 o'clock. Look us up, fortresschurch.org.
Hey, I'm Micah Tyler. Freedom from addiction is possible, and it starts when we help the people around us who are struggling. It starts with me and with you.
Drugs really took a hold of me, and it changed who I was. I could see myself becoming a different person. I was charged with second-degree burglary when I was drunk. I was out with my friend, and we got caught stealing stuff out of cars. All I really cared about was getting high. I no longer wanted to feel this pain, and so I tried to take my life one night. My mom heard Teen Challenge on the radio and thought there might be hope for me. I was really broken coming in the Teen Challenge. When I came here, I completely surrendered my life to the Lord. I began to see that I had a future, and He gave me every reason to live again. I'm not only drug-free, but I'm free to live.
Stories like this happen every day, and you have a part to play.
Here in San Antonio, we are blessed to have both a men's Adult and Teen Challenge campus and a women's Adult and Teen Challenge campus for adults ages 18 to 50. Here's the number to call, 210-624-2075. Do you have a teenager who is dealing with self-destructive or dangerous behaviors? New Hope Christian Academy for Boys and Thrive Girls Ranch have campuses in the greater Austin area. Perhaps you would like to do what my wife and I do. We sponsor a Teen Challenge student. For only $35 per month, you can get a photo and a profile of your student and an invitation to their graduation. Here's a number to call, 1-866-913-4181, or log on to teenchallengetx.org.
Hi, this is Joe Reinagle from Ken's 5 Television, and you're listening to Rising Higher on AM 1100.
Spirit of expectancy. That's what we're talking about here today on Rising Higher. And I'm going to follow up a few of the comments that Pastor Jacob made right before the break. as I turn to John chapter 11, because not only can we see that in 2 Kings chapter 5, the story of Naaman, but we can also see that in the story where Jesus literally raised Lazarus from the grave. Wow, what a great miracle. And one of the things I noticed here as I read from John chapter 11, let me read from verse 21. As Jesus approached Bethany, where scripture says that Lazarus had already been dead for a few days, he encounters Martha. Here's the conversation. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again at the resurrection in the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Now, let me stop right there. I want us to understand what's taking place here. Martha was describing her expectancy to Jesus. She says, "Lord, if you had only been here earlier, I know that Lazarus would have been healed and he wouldn't have died." So to a certain extent, Martha had a spirit of expectancy. But here's the point. Jesus wanted to teach Martha a big lesson. Jesus wanted to go beyond Martha's level of expectancy and raise it to a whole new level. You see, there's times we expect God to do something, and little do we realize that God's going to do something even greater. That's right. Mary and Martha had something coming. Did they believe that Jesus had the power to heal? Oh, yeah, they did. Yes, they did. Did they have a spirit of expectancy to a certain level? Yes, they did. They expected Jesus to come. They expected Jesus to speak the words and lay hands on their sick brother. And they expected Lazarus to be healed. But what happened was not that. Jesus waited a few days and didn't respond immediately. By the time Jesus got there a few days later, he was late, or at least many people thought that he was late. But he really wasn't late. He was right on time. And I want to encourage you concerning, here we are in a brand new year, 2021. And some people might say, "Oh, all this junk has happened. Oh, Jesus, I wish you would have intervened in November. I wish you would have intervened in August. I wish you would have intervened in March when the COVID-19 really came about, came to surface here in this world. And God, if you don't, can I just remind you something? God's on time. God's on time. And here's part of his timing. Now we are in a new season called 2021. And we expect God to do some things. And some of us expected God to do something 6 months ago, 8 months ago, a year ago. Can I tell you something? God's not done yet. Because I believe that God has a way of superseding our expectations. He did it for Mary and Martha, and he can do it for you and I. You see, sometimes we have a certain level of expectations and God says, "I'm ready to supersede that. I'm ready to take you to another level." You see, so many times we wonder, "God, why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to go?" Some of you have even dealt with death in the last year. Well, my heart goes out to you because that's never easy to deal with. Never easy to deal with. Some of you have had to deal with the sickness of COVID-19. Others of you have had to deal with a loss of income or a loss of employment. Others of you have had to deal with discouragement and depression. And I understand all that. 2020 was a very difficult year. And sometimes we may have even questioned God. "God, where are you? I thought you were going to meet my needs. God, I thought you were going to take care of us. And Lord, it hasn't happened." And sometimes we get discouraged because things haven't taken place according to the way we thought they would. You see, in this story in John chapter 11, Mary and Martha had a certain expectation that God would move in a certain way in a certain timetable. That's what they expected God to do. It didn't happen that way. Because Jesus, first of all, came late in their eyes. He came late because Lazarus was already dead for a few days by the time Jesus arrived. Not good. And then Jesus didn't do things the way they anticipated him to do. Now, you see, instead of the healing, Jesus was going to take their faith to a whole new level he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead. Little did they know that God was going to challenge them to take their faith, their God-fidence, to a whole new level. Could it be that sometimes we today say, God, you're late? But could it be that also God wants to take our faith to a whole new level? Maybe the circumstances are more dire than you ever anticipated. God, could you ever be in this? And yes, God is in it. Could God take our faith to a whole new level? Yes, he can. The question is, do you believe it? Do you believe it? And today, I want to encourage you to believe in a powerful God. And maybe you've had certain levels of expectancy for 2021, maybe for your finances, maybe for your health, maybe for ministry, whatever it is. I'm here to tell you that I believe with the spirit of expectancy that God is ready to supersede your expectations because we have a big God. Once again, he did it for Mary and Martha, and he can do it for you and I. We read in this passage in John chapter 11 that Jesus approached the tomb. And what did he say? He says, Jesus, I'm reading from verse 38, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there for 4 days. Let me stop right there. Martha, haven't you learned? Jesus is going to supersede your expectations. You expect to smell an odor, but Jesus expects to raise the dead. Sometimes God needs to shake up our expectations. Then Jesus says, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of those standing there, that they may believe. And when he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped in strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. What a great miracle. What a great God. What I'm saying here is Jesus superseded Martha and Mary's expectations. And I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is ready to supersede your expectations as well. Are you ready? Because God is ready. Timing? Oh, we happen to be in a new season, in a new year. And I simply believe in a big God. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher as we talk about the spirit of expectancy. We're going to have to draw to a close. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org and join us for worship on Sundays at 9:15 or 11 o'clock on campus or online. Be blessed.